John and Sarah Farnsworth, 1843. A farm in the Swift River Valley. Only 2 years later, Wendell came along, a son to give them boundless joy and glee. Wendell grew up quickly, loved to play outside, but he was gone before his time begun. A daring little rascal wandered off alone. 6 years is too soon to lose a son. Quabbin's long forgotten grave, left behind when the waters came. Little Wendell Farnsworth, only 6 years old, left behind when the waters came. Wendell loved the forest, climbed the nearby ridge, up high to see what is far below. The ridge was steep and rocky, Wendell sought adventure. What came to pass, we will never know. They couldn't believe it happened, he was close to home. Far to hear when he cried. They bought a granite tombstone, he's buried on the ridge, with the stone facing up where he died. Quabbin's long forgotten grave, left behind when the waters came. Little Wendell Farnsworth, only 6 years old, left behind when the waters came. 75 years later, Boston needs more water. Swift River dammed to form a lake. Graves were moved to high ground, nigh 8,000 souls. An historic task to undertake. Wendell didn't join them, he was left behind to guard o'er the Quabbin Reservoir. His grave is hard to locate, a 2-foot stone in brush. Only brave hikers this far from shore. Quabbin's long forgotten grave, left behind when the waters came. Little Wendell Farnsworth, only 6 years old, left behind when the waters came. Left behind when the waters came.